Welcome in to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt B production. Leave us a voicemail at. Welcome in. 773-828-4397. Or leave us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.de.
On tonight's show, drink chin, poop chin, moon chin. How was that?
That was great. We got a bit of a false start. It was all my fault. It's always my fault.
I recorded it off and saved it in the temporary files just in case.
Just in case we want to resurrect it.
Just in case we end up not having a show. And then I'll just...
4 minutes that we fucked up on.
Here's 4 minutes of a show that never happened for your listening pleasure.
Or you could just give them like all 7 minutes that I recorded.
There we go. Yeah. Which is, I don't, you know, I get the pleasure.
There's actually people that would enjoy that.
I get the pleasure of being able to do that, you know, when I'm editing and putting all the sound together. So it's very funny to have 45 minutes of John, and this is what it sounds like. Oh, and your butthole, too. So obviously out of context.
That must be it's like to be in John's head.
It's usually like this. Farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi ho the dairy-o, the farmer in the dell.
La da da dee,
la da da da, Maria ha ha. Something like that. There's always music going.
Oh, you know, I wish you could see this, John.
Yeah.
We are sitting here. Actually, we just finished eating chicken, whole chicken right off the bone.
It was good.
Now, I heard somebody cracking open a big thing of coleslaw. Was that just my ears playing tricks on me?
That was me. Dan stopped at the Chicken Hut.
The Chicken Hut.
Which he's talked about before. Yeah, that fell on the floor earlier. Had you heard our original show, I dropped my fork while we were recording and I screamed like a girl. Now, for those of you that maybe have heard me scream several times, was the fork dropping scream, is that similar in any way to a June bug scream or a bee scream?
No. June bug scream has more of a panic in it.
There's like a terror.
Yeah.
Fork dropping is just kind of like, ooh, I hope that doesn't touch my foot. Something
like that. Sort of a surprised kind of scream.
Yeah. I see. So we finished our chicken and we have...
Coleslaw
and our pita, grilled pita. And we have in front of us 2-liter-sized glass steins full of German Weissbier.
Where did you get those?
Those in Munich, in München.
München!
At Oktoberfest. So I have a few stories. I don't know if that I have a ton of stories.
I don't remember a lot.
But I don't remember a lot. I tell you what. So we were in Germany for like 4.5 days, give or take. And we spent one full day. And by full day, I mean from the moment we woke up at 10 o'clock till we went to bed. We didn't get back home until like 2 in the morning. Yeah. But from about 10 to 11:30, 11:30 or 12, all we did was drink beer.
Wow.
And so we're in the big tents, and I was really excited about just the environment and the atmosphere, and I wanted to somehow bring it back and share it with our listeners. So I convinced an Oompa Ban to hide away in my luggage, and I brought them all the way back to the studio.
They're right here, live.
Das ist super!
Live from Studio A.
So they're here, and when you're at the Oktoberfest, about every 5 to 7 minutes, they come on and they play this song, which is basically, as Dan puts it, shut up and drink. So you stop your conversation, you sing at the top of your lungs.
And no matter what anybody is doing, everybody stops and
grabs
their beer.
And depending on how drunk you are, you're putting your arm around the person next to you who you may or may not know.
Typically not.
And as luck would have it, I was more than happy to have my random arms put around me where we were sitting. So what? I brought the Oompa band, and they're just finished setting up, and they're going to play this song for us. And then Dan and I have our real steins, and we are going to, we're not going to sing for you, but we are going to have a cocktail here. We're going to have a drink of our beer. And so are you guys ready? Yeah. No, yeah, pull up pull up your sock. There you go.
Undo that lederhosen.
Okay. All right, here they go.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Super.
Maria, he, Maria, ha, Maria, ha, ha. That was beautiful.
Wasn't it, though?
I dare you to do one eye.
Hmm?
One eye.
Yeah, so we're at the tent, and keep in mind these tents have like 3,000 to 5,000 people in them.
Was it hot?
It was hot.
It was hot.
But and it was also hot.
It was hot. Let me tell you something. I have a new fetish that I never knew existed, and that is...
Foreskin?
No. Lederhosen. Oh, my God. You think it's like it's very costumey at first, and then after you've seen your like 10,000th motherfucking hot-ass motherfucking German boy wearing lederhosen, you suddenly realize how hot it can be and all the different styles. And
it was so hot, Justin... wanted to go lederhosen shopping the next day.
They kind of had to talk me down off the ledge on that one. Who knows? I'm committed to going back next year. I'm committed to going back next year. If your sister can wear a traditional Bavarian outfit, so can I.
She's also married to a German.
I'm German by injection.
If you do it, I'll do it.
I am German, by the way.
If you do it, I'll do it.
So,
via Peoria.
Not the point. So we had a fantastic time, and we met so many people. And that's the nice thing about it. You go in this big tent, and everybody's just sloshed off their ass. And they just meet everybody. There's a whole table of Aussies and these Austrian guys, and, of course, the Germans.
The Italians.
Dan picked up a German prostitute.
I did. He had big deek.
I have big. You like big deek? You buy me a beer, I'll fuck you. We'll go to the toilet, and I'll fuck you.
I said, ooh, here's your beer.
I have a big dick.
Except don't you have to pay like the toilet custodian $1.50 or something?
No,
then?
No, you just walk right past them. You just walk right in.
And you know, you want to talk about taking toilets seriously. Like, because think about it. You got 5,000 people all in a tent, mostly men, drinking nothing but liters and liters of beer. Mm-hmm. So... they've got it figured out. They did it right. You know, like Wrigley Field has the troughs.
Right.
And you walk in and there's like, what at Wrigley, maybe 15, 20 feet of trough that you walk up to. And it's fairly efficient. Yeah, it's fairly efficient. No, for 5,000 people, there is row after row after row of trough. I mean, there had to have been 20 aisles, each 20 feet long, and like... 25 actual stalls. So when you had to go and they're all clean and no waiting, express service. I will tell you, however, the Germans have a very forceful bladder. Do not stand too close next to them. I don't know if it's like foreskin deflection or whatever.
Foreskin deflection.
But you get some, it's a light mist, let me tell you. Exactly. You're standing there and you just feel the mist on your hand from the from the urination next to you.
Well, you'd think that the foreskin would have a rifling effect with the stream, really.
Well, and I think some of them do, which is then you get the splash, the ricochet effect, because then it ricochets off the back of the trough, and it comes right at you. So,
some may find that hot.
Well, here comes my pee!
I lost Dan for 20 minutes in the maze of troughs, and when he came out, he was wet and happy. That's
I
all I know.
And fell into the trough.
Oh, no! You didn't.
No.
Did you get fucked in one?
Not that I'm going to tell anybody.
So the one German boy, he was gay. And his whole group, they were like 18 years old, like literally 18. And he just wanted us to buy him beer. And so he
after one beer, we caught on to.
Yeah. Because
he didn't show us the big dick.
I have big dick. You like big dick? I can't get the accent quite right.
And I said, yeah.
Dan's like, I love big dick. Let me see it. He starts unbuttoning his lederhosen. And then I think he thought that Dan or I were going to stop him from whipping it out in the middle of the tent.
And we just grabbed our beers and yeah. stood back. Like, okay.
Well, I grabbed my camera. Sure. And so he was, I think he was not prepared to actually, for us to let him go through with it. And
he was
so we
not
didn't
prepared
see
for
it.
Me to drop down to my knees.
And then he didn't go through with it. And then he was just kind of a pest because yeah. I was like, I'm not buying you beer because you're cute. I'm not above buying someone beer because they're cute, but only if I really think that I'm actually
there
going
needs to
sleep with them.
Return on investment.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you buy that lobster dinner, you better have sex.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You buy the Chicken Hut, you better have sex.
Oh, I'll pay you back then for the tonight. Chicken Hut. So at one point we're sitting, this is probably going to end up just being the Oktoberfest episode, but at one point we're sitting at the table and I look over at this little gaggle. There's like three guys and two girls and they're like 18. 18, 19 years old, and they're sitting at the table next to us. And I look over, and there is one of them with, on the top of a cigarette pack, is this pile of white powder.
Oh.
And he reaches yeah. into his pocket, and he pulls out a razor blade. And he proceeds to cut this white powder into three or four strips, lines, if you will, on the top of the cigarette. And I'm just watching this going, this is not happening. Like, we're not in East Berlin circa 1982.
No,
underground fisting.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Yeah. What?
Stop. How are you going to make frosting with that small of amount of powdered sugar?
It was not
it
powdered sugar.
It was not
sugar.
A small amount, first of all.
It was a huge amount. So they proceed to start inhaling it. And my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, what is going on over
now,
there?
Now, I have seen this happen before, so I just sat back and watched.
And laughed.
And laughed.
So, as it turns out, as you probably would have guessed, it is not cocaine, but instead it is this peppermint powder stuff, and it's you just snuff it up your nose. So, after we made friends with them, which was about two steins later, I'm like, where's that powder? Bring it over here. There are several pictures of me sniffing this
with
white
a very
powder.
White nose.
Dan whips out the dollar bill and rolls it up into a little, you know, Coke straw.
I don't know where I learned how to do that. TV, I guess.
Does anybody believe that?
I watch too much CSI.
So yeah, so we did peppermint with all the kids. Talked to the Aussies. The hot boys that were at the table, you know, one, the gray shirt.
Yeah.
I'm up dancing. I'm singing to like ABBA or something. I turn and he's standing directly to my right, puts his arm around me. We're drinking. We're having fun. I had so many fantasies and wet
the
dreams in my head.
People are a very friendly crew.
They are.
They're very nice.
They have big deeks.
Big deek. You like big deek?
Big deek.
So yeah. Whew.
He almost sounded like a retard German. But he wasn't. The way his accent was.
He was not German.
To describe what it was.
Yeah, big dick. I don't speak German.
Oh.
Did they do that thing where they go like zigzag, zigzag, ziggy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. I've been to many a beer fest.
Oh, it was great. It was beautiful, beautiful men, beautiful, very yes. efficient and organized.
Very, very organized and efficient.
Clean toilets.
So, yeah, I could go on and on. We had a fantastic time. Keith... from Boston, actually was in Germany for work, and so he came down for the weekend. We went out to the gay bars. We went to a gay bar called NYC,
which was
in no way, shape, or form anything like New York City. But we had a good time, met some Irish kids, told the girl that her boyfriend was gay.
I think Justin ruined a relationship. I think some woman was on Aer Lingus for the first flight back to Dublin.
Well, she wasn't getting any Aer Lingus that night, I'll tell you that.
Not after you outed her
boyfriend. No, she was getting only Aer Lingus.
No, so there's three Irish, you know, these three Irish, two guys and a girl, and we start talking to them, and you know, I'm assuming the two guys are like together until the guy kisses the girl like he means it.
He Frenched her.
And I'm like, why is that gay guy kissing her? So we get to talking, and it turns out the guy is actually dating the girl. And I had a few Becks at this point. And so I said, really?
They can do that?
I said, you know he's gay, right? And he was like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
And she was like, you know, I thought so, too.
Yeah, then she, later, I'm at the bar, and she sort of, like, suddenly appears next to me. She's like, can I ask you a question? And like, she's like, that thing earlier where you said, you know, he was gay, do you really think so? And I was like, well, hold on. I mean, it's one thing to joke around. I said, I don't know whether he's gay or not.
No, hold on.
You weren't there.
I was right there.
Not when we were talking at the bar.
He's gay.
Well, and then I'm like, if you want my opinion, he's gay. Gayer than Dan. And let me tell, look at that. Look over there.
Hey, look how gay that man
is. I just happen to be up on the box at the moment.
So she's like, and as it turns out, they weren't even really dating. They'd only known each other for a few weeks. And so she thought he was gay too anyway. And so I just saved her some heartache. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're good that way. It's a public service.
When I see something that somebody needs something pointed out to someone.
You point it out.
I point it out.
Ooh, could you say that again, please?
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
So we made friends. I had several boyfriends, but I think I had one like real good boyfriend, and his name was Christian, and we met him on Saturday night outside one of the tents.
Oh, and yeah, I remember.
We talked for like forever. We probably chatted for like an hour.
That was at the point where I was getting sick.
Yeah, Dan was getting sick. Dan almost got our ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget about this?
Yeah, and you almost got me killed.
Well,
I
wasn't.
You pointed at me.
Well, are you still there, John?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because somebody named Dorothy from Taiwan said, hello, this is Dorothy saying hi from Taiwan. How are you?
We did not hear that.
Is this Skype chat?
Apparently, I just popped up. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Dorothy, we are trying to record an episode.
Well, maybe she's a fan of the show. I'll see. Keep talking.
Okay. So we are standing outside this tent, and these two German guys, very
hot.
Hotty patatties.
What's the German word for hot?
Heiß.
Oh, they're very heiß.
So they were very comfortable and friendly with each other, and they were like had their arms around each other, and the guy grabbed the other guy's ass, and so we were convinced.
He shoved his hand up his crack.
We were convinced that they were like a gay couple, a homosexual faggot couple. So Dan decides a couple. Most of these stories, by the way, have a beginning and then a couple of steins later portion.
Yes, because I was going to say, I was on my fourth liter of beer at this point.
Oh my God.
Dan decides that he wants to grab this guy's ass. So I'm encouraging it because I'm like, hey, it's a nice ass. So
I reach around in front of Justin, grab his ass.
Tweak his ass.
Yes.
So the 6'2" German turns around.
In Lederhosen. In Lederhosen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's that moment like, how's he going to react? And then this look of absolute anger came over his face, and he began barking at us in German.
I simply stood there and drank my beer.
I immediately pointed at Dan because he was looking at me barking something that sounded like, I'm going to rip your head off and shit down your throat. And we're going to film it and sell it as porn. So
we all just acted like, finally, I was like, okay, I have to do something about this.
So we just divert like our
English,
eye contact.
I started saying English.
And he didn't know any, apparently. well, you know.
Oh, he knew.
He knew. So then, as he's like yelling at us, this woman then comes around, and I'm like, oh, thank God. It's like the girlfriend, and she's going to calm him down. She's going to get in between us. She jumps in and starts barking at us, too. Oh, I thought we were dead. I really thought we were dead. And then finally, when none of us responded, either with words or any expression on our face.
I just looked straight ahead. I was like, I'm not going to make eye contact.
They finally turned around. And then a guy fell into someone that we were with, another American that we met while we were there. And this guy was really drunk and he fell into, you know, the guy we were talking to, the American. So the American turns around and says, you know, what the fuck is your problem? Because the guy had been stumbling and falling, whatever. So then his big 6'3" German friend, who also didn't know very much English, turns around and he basically wanted to say, shut the fuck up before I kick your ass. But all he could muster in English was, turn your head so your eyes face the other way. So
it
he gave
very,
us,
and it was very broken. It was very
a stern warning that you might get from your kindergarten teacher.
And all four of us faggots
and
just
we
laughed.
Absolutely.
Oh, oh, that was.
Put your head down on your desk and put your thumb up. We're gonna play 7 Up.
Thumbs up, 7 Up.
Don't put your thumb there, Timmy.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun.
It was a good
fun.
Time. Should we discuss our hotel room?
Please do. I'm going to let you take this one.
I don't know where to start on the hotel room. Well, first of all, I take full responsibility for the hotel room fiasco.
As you should.
As I should. Because it was my fault that we booked late. So we get this hotel that is like $400 a night.
Oh my
God. So we're expecting a $400 a night hotel. Wasn't so. So we get there and I arrived first.
Is that to fill the dead air? I'm Rawson.
Whatever.
It sounds like they're saying uno, dos, tres.
No,
that's what
eins,
I thought they
zwei,
said.
Zwei, drei, super.
The first time I went years ago, I thought they were saying uno, dos, tres. So is it off now?
Yeah, it's off.
So going back to this hotel, I walk in because I arrive first. And I'm handed this ginormous key, which I think we have photos and we can put on the website. This ginormous key.
It's attached to a boat anchor.
Yes. And I'm handed this tiny remote for this for our television, which our television was, what, 9 inches?
Barely. The remote was almost as large as the television.
And the remote actually was kind of a flip phone remote control where you flip it open and you can change the channels and stuff like that. It was very. We'll put pictures. It was just... I don't know what it was. There's
very
no
1994
words.
High tech.
Yeah. So I walk into this room, and first of all, we had booked 2 double bedded rooms, 2 twin beds, and that's all they had. 2
I'm
twin
wrong.
Beds. Yeah. Somebody was a person, and there were cherubs on the walls.
There were cherubs aww. Everywhere.
There were cherubs hanging from the ceiling.
The chandelier had a cherub.
The only
the
place there wasn't
fan.
A chair was the bathroom. But we had sunflowers
were,
in the bathroom.
There were cherubs and these god-awful like paintings on the wall. And then in the bathroom, there was a hole in the
there's
wall.
There's a hole in the wall.
Covered with a like a picture
like
from
a
magazine or
it was
a placemat.
Like a placemat
that had
it was plastic and it
sunflowers.
Was duct tape.
Yeah. Sunflowers.
Did it say something like Udo's plots or something like that.
And they duct taped it over the hole in the wall, right yes. by the turlet. So
fancy.
Oh, it was. Fancy.
We have pictures of it all.
Oh, it was
oh, and
delightful.
Then the curtains, I think, you know, dead grandma must have made them because they were.
I'm telling you. So on top, so oh. to add insult to injury, as they say, this room with 2 twin beds. Well, there were 3 of us. It was Dan and Keith and I. So beings that Dan really doesn't know Keith at all, it was sort of
Though I wouldn't have minded.
I know you wouldn't have. And for his own protection, I shared a twin bed with Keith both nights.
So I got my own twin bed.
Did you spoon?
No. Not really.
Put
no.
up a Berlin wall.
No, we took. It was warm. We took the blanket and used it as a barrier between us so that we knew where they were. And it was, you know, but it was. I mean, it was nice.
But
was
at one cramped. Point in the middle of the night, I woke up and found myself just kind of sprawled out all over my twin bed. You could sprawl. And all of a sudden I realized, if they wake up and see me, they might be pissed. Because I looked over and the two of them are just like in these little balls.
I would have stabbed you.
So I myself got into this little ball in my bed and just stayed on the one side.
That's so considerate.
So I didn't look as comfortable as perhaps I might have been.
And as it turned out, the second night we came back and Dan was like passed out because he was drunk.
That hit me.
It became clear that Dan was in the right bed because there was a bug in the bed.
No, there wasn't. They have been telling me this, and there really was not a bug in the bed.
Right. There were no bugs.
No.
But had there been a bug, we would have had
Did
to
you see the bug in the bathroom?
Kill it and put it in the trash before Dan saw it, because then he would have caused a scene and a fit.
A ruckus.
I would have gotten our money back.
Yes, all $800. Almost $900 for two nights in that room.
That's insane.
Now, what I will say is that it was right in the heart of Munich. It was right there. We walked everywhere. I think it was worth. We would have only saved maybe $200, $250 total to stay where we would have had to get on like a commuter train to go to the outskirts of Munich. So it was. I mean, it was worth the extra money.
It was worth it, but it was. For the amount that we paid it.
True.
It's the Hotel Monaco in in Munich.
The Hotel Monaco in Munich?
Yes. Hotel-monaco.de. Check it out.
How fancy.
Something not to be missed.
We've got duct tape placemats in our bathrooms.
Well, you know, the thing is that on a normal weekend, it's probably, you know, €30 a night or something like that. At which point it would actually be a pretty good
deal.
That
would be great, yeah. But you have to leave your key at the front desk when you leave. You're not allowed to take your key with you.
And we had to borrow the iron and ironing board for the hotel.
Only one.
Oh, Jesus.
And we did all of our ironing at once.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we better iron everything right now.
Yeah.
Hey, we had to give Justin, it
back. Yes.
Is this your first time in Germany?
Yes, it is. Now, well, I mean, I'm not there right now. This isn't my first time in Germany.
When you went to München?
Yes.
was it your first time then?
Yes, it was.
What did you think of the toilets when you had to take a poop?
This was not my first time, and I do not appreciate the toilets because not everything goes down, and you have to brush it with a brush that has been used by somebody else.
Oh, my God. Apparently,
it
my
disgusting.
Bowels work a little differently because I had no problems. I didn't really notice. I mean,
John, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I know what you're talking about, Dan. I don't think Justin's noticing what we're talking about.
Justin should know, but I don't think he bothered to look behind him because sometimes I had to brush it out before I used the toilet.
That's not true. You know what? Now that I think about it, I did have to flush two or three times on a couple of occasions just to get the little stragglers that were, you know, the strays.
For those of you who haven't been to Germany, German toilets tend to be backwards of American toilets, so the bowl is actually, like, to the front, the flushy part, so that you poop onto a platform that has to be flushed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not too pretty.
And let me tell you, too, by the time we spent two nights in that hotel room, and then the last two nights we stayed at this little inn out in the outskirts of Munich in Solingen. And first of all, it was €45 a night.
It was nicer.
And it was a suite. It was huge. It had two rooms.
It had a 46-inch television.
I mean, night and day for €40.
Yeah.
So we get there, and the last two nights were there, which was much nicer and much more comfortable, at least for me. And so there's a big bed in the main room, and there's a small bed in the second bedroom. So Dan and I decide we're going to, you know, at least start off by sharing the big bed. And I was like, I need space. I need room. And all night I wake up and I feel like I'm going to fall off the edge of the bed. And Dan is like right next to me.
I felt the same way. And so
I look and I'm like, no, this is, I mean, this is the middle of the bed. I can feel, because it was two mattresses pushed together and I can feel the line. Yeah. And I'm like, so he, I mean, I guess we're both the same distance from the line. So, you know, we're both in the middle of the bed. So I guess I have nothing to bitch about. And then, well, except for the snoring, which caused me to actually get up and go into and the other drinking. Room. And the water drinking from the water bottle.
This was after 12 hours of drinking beer, and I was in a sound sleep and dehydrated.
So after Dan was bitching that I was the one who was all up in his cookies in the bed and, you know, hogging more than my share, that was when I realized that the two beds that were pushed together were not the same size. The side that Dan was on was a double bed. The side that I was on was a twin bed. So Dan was huddled up against the Great Barrier Reef in between us when he had the whole bed to just sprawl out on. And once again, I'm like crammed up against the edge.
I don't think it was a double bed pushed to a twin.
Awesome.
Hey. Awesome. I'm almost empty.
I'm crossing to the mountain. I'm dry.
Zumba.
Seven. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. You should be here. We're pretty drunk.
We're not pretty drunk.
You well, both had 2 liters of hosen. Or 2 liters of frozen, anyway.
And some chicken.
And some chicken. And some chicken. Coleslaw.
Chicken hit.
What
chicken
else hit. Happened there while we were there?
Oh. On my trip back, I won't go into big, prolonged stories. On the trip back, though, a man pissed himself and then walked about the cabin to dry himself off.
Oh, for God's sake.
Half the plane was from Kenya, and they were wearing, like, UNICEF Kenya Rescue t-shirts. So apparently my leg of the trip from Heathrow to JFK was with like 45 Kenyan, and I only know they were Kenyan because their t-shirts told me.
Oh my God.
And it was like, you know, Operation Rescue, you know, the Kenyans. And they were, I swear to God, they had everything they owned with them in these gigantic plastic, like, zip-up bags. And I have to say, other than the fact they were very noticeable because they all had the same, you know, t-shirt on. Yeah. From
Operation
like the,
Rescue Kenya.
Yeah, like the Paws Shelter, you know, t-shirt. They actually, the kids, there were a lot of children, more children than adults. We only had one moment where there was a little bit of crying and screaming, and it turned into like a chorus of screaming and crying of all the babies, not just the Kenyan babies, but
did
all of
harmonize?
Them. They came very close to harmonizing.
Okay.
So they were very good. This flight was just like crazy. This man pissed himself. He's walking by and he's got just a wet spot that runs from the middle of his crotch all the way down his leg. 20 minutes later, after he's done another lap, it's completely dry. I saw a flight attendant scream at a woman because she wouldn't sit down. She was annoying, too. Her and her little bratty kids were up and down, back and forth. Finally, the flight attendant's like, sit down, and the woman starts screaming at her. And the flight attendant says, if you don't sit down right now, I'm going to get the pilot. And then she turned around and walked away, and the woman freaked out, and she went and sat down.
Hoot.
So, long story, but the piss was the grossest. And we were close to the lav, and there were some people whose digestive tracts were not agreeing with them. And I could...
Is that European food?
I'm telling you.
Don't walk in the wet spot, darling.
I'm sitting here looking through my text messages for the one. I think I must have deleted it from... when I landed at O'Hare, I got a text message from Justin that said... I have been on the worst flight of my life. I think I just flew with the United Nations. Talk about tangy.
It was, that place smelled funky. Oh. 8 hours in a cramped space like that with some, there was some smelly vagina too. Let me tell you.
Oh no.
This woman got up. Now I was in the exit row seat. Thank God. Actually, thank American Airlines. And so there was like a nice open spot right in front of me, and the mall walkers, as I call them, these are the people that are afraid they're going to get blood clots in their leg and die. So they have to do their exercises every couple hours on the plane.
Take your fucking baby aspirin and get over it.
Something tells Hello? Me John is a mall walker on the plane.
I am not a mall walker. I have perfect circulation. Trust me, it beats like 6 times a minute.
So these women would come and they'd be like, oh, like, is there a fucking exercise mat here? No, that is my foot space. Yeah. Do not invade. I paid extra for this exit row.
Wait, they literally walked into your row?
Well, no, I was in exit row and I had a huge open space in front of me. So it was kind of like right there. And then there was the bulkhead. So there's probably 5 feet between my seat and the bulkhead. And so, oh, these women, these like middle-aged, overweight, lots of crevices and places for sweat to build up. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, they need to start putting some FDS in those snack packs, because you get one of them women who's been sitting on her punani for 5 hours, come walking up into my exit row doing jumping jacks, and let's just say it's not pretty.
We'll be selling our hoagie meal for $3.50, and if you need some FDS, it's $5.
That's please have exact US change. Dollars or euros. You sound like a flight attendant, John, a purser.
I've never been with a flight attendant.
I think John would make a great flight attendant.
I could see you on Southwest, John.
Oh no.
No, he.
Well, you know what? The Southwest flight attendants tend to be more wisecracking, so maybe. I don't know. I just hate Southwest so much that.
Well, no one flies them because they like to.
No, only poor people.
They fly them because they fly them because they're poor. Prost!
I'm Prost!
You know, we're going to get like a nasty, you know, email from a Southwest flight attendant now.
Oh, we probably will, but that's fine. Give us a free ticket.
Oh, honestly,
and John, I forgot those coupons you sent me.
Well, I
for Lufthansa. They were sitting on my
Lufthansa.
They're sitting on
Luftwaffe.
My
So do you have any stories, John? Preferably some from Munich.
Oh, should we mention that Andre's not here tonight?
No, we already did.
Not on this one.
No, we did it on the trial run. Andrea couldn't join us this evening, now that we're 36 years old.
Yeah.
Stop your oom-pa-pa.
Guys, please.
Enough. Enough of it.
We get it.
Drop your lederhosen.
Stop dropping oom-pa-pa.
This is so much easier when Justin Timberlake was in the studio.
Oh, did we have more?
Are you ready?
There's one more beer in the fridge.
Oh, should I open it?
So, yeah. Okay. So we have the 2 liter quantity 1 liter steins, and it took 5 beers to fill them out of the 6-pack. So we have 1 left, and Dan has already finished his entire liter.
I have 1 eye left.
The only way you'll get drunker is through a beer enema,
which
is much more fun than it sounds. I've never had a beer enema.
Especially if the enema is
don't do that, Dan. You're going to hurt
by
yourself.
Mouth.
Here, you... Hey, how about you do a podcast, Dan?
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
I found it.
Dan does not get to drink in the future.
I'm pro.
That's the only way I could do these podcasts.
So, oh, I want to show you something.
We never finished talking about Andre.
No. Oh, Andre's not here because... Why?
She had a scheduling conflict.
And we didn't do introductions.
This is Justin.
This is Dan.
This is John.
Any other housekeeping we need to do? Housekeeping!
Housekeeping! So, okay, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. So today I'm at the gym and I'm on the treadmill. And I was reading something in Entertainment Weekly, and I profess no love for Entertainment Weekly. I think it's a rag.
You read while
magazine.
You're on the treadmill?
Oh, yeah, I do. I read and I watch television and I listen to my music. Okay. And
if you can read on the treadmill, you're not running fast enough.
Exactly. That's my
I have it on a 7.1, which is an 8-minute mile, sucker.
7.1.
I got something you can suck.
Hoot.
In 8 minutes.
So. I'm going to have to drop it.
My jaw's tired.
Keep going.
My jaw's tired.
Reduce the incline.
So anyway, I'm running and something tickled my funny bone while I was on the treadmill. And of course, I'm wearing my headphones and the people around me aren't. So to me, I'm like, oh, they're not. They won't notice. They've got their headphones on because I'm not thinking they're not wearing headphones. But then I started cracking up while I was on the treadmill. So here I am jogging in what I think is silence. And then all of a sudden, I start to guffaw. So I'm like, bah. And then I start to snort through my nose.
Such a great visual.
And I started to lose my pace on the treadmill, and it turned into one of those things where I wasn't just running on the treadmill, but rather I was trying to stay on the treadmill by keeping up with the thing because I was laughing so hard. And honest to God, it wasn't even that funny. I don't even remember what it was, but it just cracked me up at the time, and I kept laughing and laughing until it threw me off, and I... Ein Prosen!
Nietzsche.
So that's
so, John.
That's
how was your sewing class on Monday?
Oh, it was fun. It was the second one I had on Monday.
Tell me, what is it? Tell me about this sewing, John. Come on.
What?
Are we getting crafts for Christmas?
You're not getting squat for Christmas. No, I've always thought sewing was fascinating, and my mom taught me how to sew back when I was like 25 or so, and S-E-W, and
you know it's all done by machine now.
Well, I use a sewing machine. That's what the class is, and so I just decided to take a class and learn how to actually sew. You know, I've made several things. I made our shower curtain. I made our shopping bags, and I'm working on an apron right now.
In my head. In my head, we're like walking through your apartment and you're pointing at various things. You're like, I made these this. Curtains and like the curtains are lopsided or like falling apart or like they're actually the bottom is accidentally at one spot sewed, you know, to the top of it. And and you're walking around with like thread cutters, like trying to fix it. And you're like,
oh, shit.
And I made these bags. And you like lift it up and all the shit falls out the bottom.
Are you picturing Denise on the Cosby Show when she sewed that? You know,
love to sew.
I was talking to Dina the other night, and I mentioned Cosby episode, and she knew like the name of the designer that shirt was supposed to resemble.
Oh my god.
She's such an 80s kid.
She is.
Hi, anyway. Dina. We love you.
I'm just taking the sewing class because I want to learn how to actually sew.
If I send you the dimensions, will you make me some?
I'll make you a Stein cozy. Eins, zwei, drei.
Vier, fünf,
sechs,
sieben,
acht, neun, zehn,
elf, zwölf,
13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, enough. I think
enough with the counting.
But will you make me some curtains, John? I need some new ones.
I think if I made you curtains, they'd be made out of bologna.
I have seen the bologna curtains.
Have you?
I got a backstage tour.
I worked backstage with the bologna curtains. I parted them with the rope.
Oh, the velvet rope?
Yes.
Oh, Janet Jackson. Look at that bunny. I didn't know Janet was Chinese.
Oh, we have just devolved into silliness. That's all it is now.
This is what a little too much vice beer will do to
this
you.
This is why people hate us.
Yes. People don't hate us. People hate you.
People hate you.
No, people do not hate me.
People hate Andra. She's not here.
People do hate Andra.
People do hate Andra. That's true.
We love you. We can only say that because you're not here.
People don't hate me. They dislike me intensely because I am such an asshole.
They dislike you. They don't really dislike you. They're jealous of you.
It's because I don't have a heart. I have an acorn that pumps mud.
They're jealous of your international celebrity.
And your cock.
I do have an 11-inch long.
And your balls.
And I have 80-inch balls.
Enormous nuts. Enormous nuts. And that is not an exaggeration.
Exaggeration?
You should post a picture.
What can we raffle off for your nuts? What do we want? That's not really. It's a reverse raffle.
Oh wait, are we not supposed to talk about those?
No, we can talk about his nuts.
No, we can talk about them, but we're not posting pictures of my nuts on our website.
And unfortunately, I don't have any pictures of your nuts that I can post without your permission. The worst I have is maybe a nipple or two.
Oh well, okay. As long as my face isn't showing, I don't care if you show my nipple.
Okay.
But then why won't you show your nuts? If your face
isn't
showing.
Because people would know they're my nuts.
Not necessarily.
But they don't even know who you are.
Right. If your face isn't showing.
The people who have bought our DVD do.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
John is afraid he's going to be at the bathhouse. Someone's going to see his nuts.
The Portland bathhouse.
I'm going to be down to Steam Portland.
Is that a real
thing? Is that membership transfer?
Can we use that at Steamworks?
Do you get privileges there?
Yes, I do.
I'm a platinum associate.
Arbitrary.
What are you drinking there, buddy? What's wrong?
Well, did you notice that at the bottom of our steins that we bought in Germany at Oktoberfest says
Made in China?
Austria.
Oh.
While a close neighbor, not Germany.
Well, Hitler was from Austria.
Yes, he was.
The Austrians know their glass, though.
That's true.
Apparently. I'm just saying, because these are some good steins.
So, well, all right. We actually should probably wrap things up. John, I feel like we've monopolized, so is there anything else you'd like to say in the next 6 seconds?
No, not without another Einprosen. We should finish with an Einprosen.
Oh, right. We're not finished with one.
We'll finish up with it. A couple of things. We still don't have howdy do's. You know, I apologize. I know you're sending us emails and stuff, and we haven't been getting back to you. But we're trying very, very hard. Things are a little on the crazy side, at least. Well, I don't know about the rest of these bitches. I think they're just lazy. But
a little crazy, too.
A little crazy. But we do appreciate everything. I want to send a howdy do out to... why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm just waiting for you to say whatever you're going to say.
I want to send out a howdy do to Miguel and Justin, who were in town in the Chicago this weekend and met up with me and some of our other friends. And we had a few drinks together. It's not playing, John.
It's background music. It's for atmosphere.
I see. So I did want to say howdy do. So you can leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
Send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwf.com. Exits to the wings and the rear.
dtwfpodcast.com.
Fuck!
Send your feedback to John's the fucking idiot yet.
You know what, Justin? Beer makes you mean and ugly.
What beer does?
Makes them purdy.
Oh, The more beer you drink, the prettier I get.
That's true.
Well, that is true. you can catch us on the AIM at DTWF Justin or DTWF Dan.
Okay. Do we have any closing remarks?
Such as?
I don't know. Anything else? John? I feel like we're on a conference call.
Let's
okay,
say
let's.
Howdy do to Keith for coming with us.
Oh, howdy do to Keith.
Munich.
He's a hamburger.
Howdy do, Keith.
He is a hamburger.
Yeah.
Keith Burger.
Keith
Burger. And howdy do to Christian.
A Keith Burger.
All the
nice.
Way across the ocean.
I have a howdy do.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I want to send a howdy do out to all those 6'3" Germans out there who want to kick everybody's ass.
Hey, howdy do to them.
Howdy do to you. All right. Well, I think we've germ.
Shall we exit out with Ein Prosen?
We will. Instead of our normal fade-out music, tonight we'll play Ein Prosen. So we will see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, bitches.